Today's video is all about currency correlation, so let's get into that right now. Hi Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and I'm in Adelaide at the world famous Jacobs Creek Winery. We've just had a nice sample of some of their reds, and very good they are too. So today's video and podcast is all about correlation. I've had an email from John, and John said to me, hey Andrew, can you talk about correlation, how you use correlation, how you look at different time frame charts, and really what's your take on it? You know, what do I need to do so I'm not taking too many trades all highly related and correlated? So really, John, my take on it is this. I like to, because I'm a technical trader, I like to look at the charts and trade what I see. I'll give you an example. Just this morning, I've taken two trades on my charts that are on right now. One's on the Euro Australian dollar, the other's on the British Pound Australian dollar. And you could argue that they're quite highly correlated because, of course, the euro and the pound can be quite highly correlated. And, of course, they're both taking positions against the Australian dollar. But technically wise, on a daily chart, they're looking fantastic. On a weekly chart, that I'm trading in the same direction as what I'm seeing. So for me, it's not too big an issue. Overall, I'm seeing a lot of strength in the Aussie dollar right now as I'm recording this, and I'm seeing some weakness in the euro and also the British pound. So I've taken both of those positions, both sell positions. And as I've just looked on my charts just before I started making this video, they're both looking very good. And of course, because they're highly correlated, if both do end up making or going in the right direction, then they're both likely to go that way. Likewise, if they go the wrong way, then could be quite highly likely that they'll both maybe be stopped out if they both go wrong. So that's really as I'm looking at the charts right now. But when it comes to shorter time frame charts, I'm still looking for trades in the same direction on those same two pairs. And really it's a case about seeing what's on your charts at the same, what's showing like right now as I'm looking at my charts. And of course, because I've taken those two on the daily time frames, if I see any other Australian dollar pairs today, then if they're on different time frames charts, then yes, I'll take them if they're showing the good technical setup. So for me today, I'm ideally looking for buy trades on the Australian dollar pairs. I'm also seeing some weakness in the Japanese yen. So if I can see some opportunities to buy the Australian dollar Japanese yen, then it's all really trading with my longer term view and trading what I'm seeing on the charts right now. Now, to give you another example there, John, if let's say there were five Japanese yen pairs, let's say, all showing the same looking signal at the same time, then really that's probably a few too many to be taking unless you drastically reduce the risk that you take on all five of those. You could look at taking all five. The other way of looking at it is to say, well, which of the corresponding currencies are looking either very, very strong or very weak against the Japanese yen at that time? And then look at maybe picking out one or two of those, exactly the same way that I've done today on the Australian dollar pairs. Yes, I can see some strength in the Aussie US and in the Aussie yen, and against the Canadian dollar also. But to me, because there's so much weakness in the euro and there's so much weakness in the British pound, those two technically and longer term with the strength and weakness are the best two pairs to be taking today. So that's my view on correlation. I hope that helps, John. And don't forget that by the time you're watching this, my 12 Days of Christmas sale will be live. So make sure you jump onto that. Obviously being 12 Days of Christmas, it is only available for 12 days. Three very different and very unique ways of jumping onto my course at a drastically reduced price. Great opportunity there for people to get on board and to help develop your trading over the Christmas period and then start trading into 2016. So I hope that helps. And although I'm at a vineyard, as you can tell by the weather behind me, it's not looking too flash right now. So I'm going to end the video and I'll talk to you this time next week.